advantage, and as I said then, this question could just as easily be asked of Kayla. Is there an advantage to having a father who played in the NBA? I mean, does that benefit you in some way in terms of the way you've been brought up within the sport?
No, not really, no. My dad really didn't have any influence on what I did. Like, of course, I wanted to play like him, but other than that, no, there's not really a thing of having him in the sport before me.
Her theory was the game is slower for you. You see the game better than a lot of people, and you don't burn a lot of energy running around to make plays. Mm-hmm. You see plays before they happen.
Before they happen.
Oh. I don't know how that would be attributable to your father having been a professional basketball player, but do you feel like that is the way you play the game?
She says you see angles and things like that.
Mm-hmm,
I agree with her on that. I do play slower just to, you know, get a feel for the court. I agree with her on that. But as far as my dad thing, I don't think she had directly attributed that.
Oh, okay, okay. But she did say you do play the game in a way slower because mm-hmm. you see things.
Mm-hmm. I do. I try to see the floor.
When did that become the case? I'm sure it wasn't like one moment where you can say, well, it was the middle of my junior year in high school or something like that. But was there a point over time where you started to say, this game, basketball makes sense to me? I can remember from, I don't want to talk about my sports background, mm-hmm. but I can remember when certain sports started to make more sense.
I would say my senior year of high school, because I got the leader position. So it was like, I knew I had to take my time to, you know, get my teammates in the right position. So I did take my time to, you know, look at the floor and see what all we had for each, you know, each play and stuff. So I think my senior year was mainly my best time.
Was there any conversation involved? Did a coach say, hey, you need to slow down and take this leadership role? Or did you just get it yourself?
I just got it. He was like, you know, of course you're a leader on the team, but it was just like me putting myself in the mindset of being the leader for the team. I just knew I couldn't be the one playing crazy or out of control. I had to slow it down for my team in order to help them out.
Coach mentioned that she wants you to take more shots, and we even talked in preseason about you being a little bit more aggressive. Do you think you're finding that aggression on the court over these past few games or early part of the season, offensively?
Oh, yes. I think I've become a lot more aggressive this year. Just coach giving me the ball more, it's helping me a lot, and especially playing the five now this year. I've been playing the five for the past few games, and I feel like it gives me – it's my spot now, because high school I played the five, and I was always on the block, so now I get to be on the block this year, and I just like it.
You did play on the block in
high
school?
Yes, I did. Okay. I was the five.
And as a freshman and a sophomore, you were sometimes high post to here.
Mm-hmm. I was a 4-5. Here, I was a 4-5, yes.
But describe how, for fans that don't really understand the difference between what you were doing the last 2 years and what you're doing now.
Well,
I mean, obviously you're near the basket more than mm-hmm. you were in the past, but I mean,
I like playing like closer to the, you know, the rim, because I like to shoot layups more than anything. And playing the four, I was more taken, you know, to the free throw line, so it was more I had to shoot more, but I'm not really a shooter. So being on the post, it just gives me the better advantage to do my moves that I like to do and just score. So
we joked before the interview, 5 assists, that did tie your career high. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you've tried to add to your game as well, passing out of the post and getting some of the teammates involved?
Yes. Coach said, you know, whenever the ball touches the post, as long as we pass out, we can make more of an offense. So I just feel like with them passing me the ball, pass it back out, we can get a play going, and then it just opens up the floor more for us to score at any given time.
When we were talking to Coach Joe, I asked if there were teaching points tonight coming off the Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned make more layups.
Yes.
Obviously, that was an issue against Georgia. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of offensive rebounds. As she pointed out, a lot of your points come off of offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. You had 5 assists tonight. One of the keys to being better, making a higher percentage of layups, is don't always, when you get an offensive rebound, think you have to go right back up with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you kick it.
Yes.
Was that a conscious effort tonight?
No, I think I just do it. Like, if I just see someone there, I'm just like, okay, let me just pass it out. Or if I just see my teammate, like, in the last game, Aaliyah was at the top of the three-point line. I see her. I know she's going to knock it down, so I just pass it to her. That's a three. So just getting as much ball movement as we can. Coach always said make the extra pass, so just making the extra pass to get a point.
What's more satisfying, an offensive rebound and a stick back, or an offensive rebound, kick it to an open shooter who drains a three?
Oh, draining the three. That's that's just
good answer.
It brings so much energy. It's just like, yeah, let's go.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you.